Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Made myself laugh and had the mic on. Sorry about that. TNTRadioEmpire.com is a website to get the podcast. We're on a bunch of podcast outlets, iHeart, all of them, whatever.
Spotify, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Pandora. Amazon.
Check it out, Todd and Tyler. Check out Nick tomorrow night.
Live. Podhopper.
Yes. At the
we're on a bunch of weird ones too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Clodhopper, is that one of them?
A pod hopper.
Clodhopper.
An unfortunate name.
So, the third base bar.
Base bar grill at Council Bluffs tomorrow night, and Barleycorns at Wichita Friday, and the Big Canvas in Omaha Saturday night.
Stand Line Tuesday on Twitter today at TNT Radio Empire. Check it out. After a nut rack Monday.
Today is National Strawberry Cream Pie Day.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't think I've
sounds
ever had
good.
That
just sounds good, but I don't know what that is.
Like, no part of that sounds bad.
No. Todd was lamenting the fact he couldn't find any chocolate yogurt yesterday. But apparently there is. It's called pudding, right?
Well, that's not yogurt.
No. I know it's not yogurt.
No, I was not deluged with, oh, you can get chocolate yogurt in this brand. Nobody's mentioned, so it must not exist.
It was just my son's birthday, and I was under the impression that we had bought a cheesecake for him, but it was a regular cake with just a layer of cheesecake in the middle.
Oh,
so
that's not good.
It was not cheesecake.
That's not
I was
not
hoping cheesecake.
I like cheesecake, too.
I was given a slice of cookie dough ice cream cake over the weekend.
Oh, that had to be good.
That was really good.
Yeah. Okay, let's add that.
No cheesecake?
No orgasm whatsoever. Let's say, not even your buddy, Todd. Todd tried to throw that caveat in earlier. No orgasm whatsoever, no alcohol, no weed, no pills, and no cheesecake, or just cake.
There's lots of cookies in the world. I think that
would be the easiest one out of all of them.
Oh, by far.
Right, the last part would be easy.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
Some of these internet things are too easy.
Right.
Like they put you in a house in the middle of the woods. Would you live there for $1 million?
Without like your Facebook or
you don't
your phone.
Get internet or something.
Yes, I'd be healthier without my phone. Except if I had to call the doctor.
Some of the pictures look pretty nice, and it's like, hell, I would pay you to live there.
Exactly. Right, it's like a vacation destination.
I've seen those too, right. Yeah.
A new study is examining how many extreme weather events children will see if Earth keeps its current pace of warming.
Oh, my God.
The journal Science says a kid who was 6 last year will see 2 times as many wildfires as well as tropical cyclones when compared to their grandparents. The research also found kids will see about 3 times as many river floods, But heat waves take the top spot. They're going to see a lot. They're going to see 36 times more blasts of heat than somebody that was born in 1960.
The three-tone sloth there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, said a couple days ago, weather is always changing. So that's just around the country. So
of course it
we're
is.
We're screwed.
Right. That's the nature of weather.
Yeah. Yeah,
but climate...
No, she meant it. She meant there's no
a little more even keel. But now the climate is changing. So it's not your imagination that, oh, there seems to be a lot more hurricanes. There seems to be a lot more flooding. Because there is.
Global warming is here. But she's dumb. She tried to say there's no global warming. That's what she's trying to do there.
Now, these impacts will disproportionately.
She crawled back into the swamp with her three toes.
We won't necessarily notice all of this because these impacts will disproportionately fall on kids in developing countries.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be flooded
so
out.
So that means it's not happening.
Yeah, that's right.
Not since good, it's not happening to me.
They're not good Christian kids.
It's countries. Not happening. Right.
I wonder when they're going to stop with the phrasing, like, 100-year flood.
I know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's every year,
it just
every
happened,
year,
like, 6 years
year.
Ago.
But, like, can people in New Orleans honestly say, it's not happening to me? That town's getting hammered. More all the time.
Depending on what side of the political aisle
whatever
they are.
Whatever makes you feel good right. is okay. what you believe.
True.
I just talked to a Rake the Forest guy.
Oh, Jesus, you're right. You did.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't make me feel good that this is actually happening. I'm just observing and doing my research, and I think it's actually happening.
It is happening. Yeah,
no,
it
you're
is
not
happening.
Suggesting that we have to do something
yes,
and change
do.
Anything about our lives.
Yes, we do.
I mean, I'm just living here. You can't tell me to do something different. I'm just living.
It's always been here.
Well, that's the thing. I'm really not doing anything different, and I guess I probably should be. But I don't know.
If I have to do something different, then I don't believe it.
What I'm supposed to do. You're right. People don't like to be inconvenienced.
Well, no. You're not a captive of industry, Todd. You really can only do so much. I mean,
he's a private of industry.
I understand that. yeah, you know, I mean, you're not controlling things that really, really rich guys can do, actually, and rich countries can do. I mean, you can vote. You voted for those guys, so you got that.
I guess that's all I can do.
Yeah, that's all you can do. And maybe buy electric cars someday.
Done what I can.
You know?
Well, as soon as they start making electric trucks, I go a long range.
That's right.
Maybe.
I recycle. Other than that, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. But like I said, you do as much as you can for what you are, your little area. We can't do what the big countries and big companies can do.
There needs to be a fundamental overhaul.
Exactly right.
Well, and everybody needs
to get on. We don't control pollution, you know.
Everybody needs to get on the same page.
Right. No, they don't even think it's happening.
We could individually do better.
I mean,
with
every
our
country, every
for
country,
instance.
Every country in the world has said this is happening, except for one party in one country. Really, that's a fact. Yep.
Oh, and according to several studies, the CDC is releasing, enforcing mask wearing in schools helps reduce the spread of the COVID.
No, we're strangling our kids with diapers, face diapers. I saw some Karen at a school meeting say that. We're strangling our kids with face diapers.
The first 2 weeks of school, my kids' school did not. They had a huge number of cases.
Right.
Put the masks on, number dropped off a cliff.
That's
wow.
right.
Weird.
That's
isn't
crazy.
That amazing?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Huh. How that happens?
What about the acne?
Oh,
I think
that
that's a concern.
Yeah.
Remember when we first got the vaccines and the variants hadn't showed up yet, how the cases dropped pretty dramatically?
Yep.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did my research. Turns out they work. Hmm. Well, I talked to some other doctors, too. And I read from some credible sources that that actually helped. And then
not
there were
credible.
Some jackasses who didn't, so the variant showed up.
Sounds like the lamestream media to me.
Todd, are you familiar with North Dakota's daredevil, the flying farmer?
No.
Oh, he sounds
what's he do?
Horrible.
He jumps stuff.
Well, in what?
He what?
In
tractor?
His vehicle.
Tractor?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. He's...
He's a farmer.
He jumps stuff.
Like buses?
Like low rent evil?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
57-year-old John Smith.
57.
Made his first car jumping attempt in 5 years the other day.
There has been a lack of daredevil.
Has he been recovering from his last jump? That why it's been 5 years?
Nah, well, they couldn't get people together.
Okay.
And he's busy, I guess.
Right. And
he is a farmer.
There's no sense of jumping. crowd can't appreciate it.
What did he jump? Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He corkscrewed off the ramp and rolled.
Oh, no.
That's why he's...
That's a North Dakota farmer.
He's the North Dakota daredevil.
Not even like crazy farmer. He's just called the farmer?
No, the flying farmer.
Oh, the flying farmer. I'm sorry.
Because he's a...
Flying farmer, man.
Yeah. He flies.
And he can't apparently
well,
get
he
dry.
Tries to fly. Yeah.
Where's the flying farmer from?
North Dakota. Let's see.
I know everybody in North Dakota. So.
Do you? Well, he did this in Makoti. M-A-K-O-T-I.
I know everywhere in North Dakota, but Makoti.
Apparently, Mr. Smith, apparently the flying farmer was alert after the crash at the rural gravel pit. He even tried to pull himself out of the car while talking to rescuers. He was eventually cut out and taken by a medical hospital. I'm sorry, a helicopter to a hospital.
Is there video of this guy?
There's got to be video. Yeah. There's video of the flying farmer. The flying farmer.
Makoti is it's kind of remote. It's near a little town called Minot.
No.
Todd, that's where you're from, man.
It's outside of Williston, western North Dakota.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it's far from Minot.
No, but you know, I rarely made it that far west.
A crowd of about 300 spectators went silent when the flying farmer crashed. Family members, including his daughters and wife of 34 years, Melinda, reacted emotionally, running to the mangled car, according to the Bismarck Tribune.
Did he have it, roll bar in it?
I assume so.
He's a daredevil.
He's a flying farmer.
He's a flying farmer.
All right.
No, it was a stock Camry that he was trying to do this.
Yeah, you don't know.
Apparently, his previous jump was in 2016 when he went over flames to clear a burning trailer.
Sounds pretty cool.
That's daredevilish.
Yeah.
Jumping that burning trailer.
He said he was inspired
he's not getting any major airtime for this. I'd watch that.
Yeah, it's been 5 years.
Flying farmer's going to do something crazy. I would drive miles in North Dakota to see that guy.
Well, you'd have to.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do there, right?
Well, yeah, there's nothing near Makoti, western North Dakota.
But he needs to have a little better social media presence. So
apparently this guy, and I didn't realize this, and y'all should know, he's gained notoriety for his jumps at fairs and other attractions across the state of North Dakota. He's performed more than 100 jumps, even jumping on a frozen lake.
Where's North Tacoma? Yeah.
Whatever.
North of Tacoma.
I'm not yelling at
it. Yeah. It's right, between Seattle and Tacoma.
Yeah, that's right.
I would go watch that if it was close.
So would I. Right.
Just for the off chance that he might not make it?
I'd be rooting for him. Why not?
Yeah, but then if he doesn't make it, you're there to see it. You got two ways to look at
that. I'll talk to my North Dakota connections and see if we can't get you a gig up in Williston. Or Makoti.
Perfect.
Williston's the big town. Yeah. That's where everybody from Makoti goes for their supplies.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, line it up with this guy's next jump. I think it'd be entertaining because it'd be he's jumping whatever and whatever he's driving, and his wife's going to be there. She's going to be all pissed. There's no way she wants him to be doing this.
Well, he's done it 100 times.
Yeah, 5 year wait.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still not happy.
He's got to do plant tomorrow, and he's out there trying to...
You know we got I told you so in the hospital.
Oh, he did.
Or maybe...
Oh, my God, he did.
Maybe she's come to accept it.
I told you so.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy...
I love that idiot.
That's the kind of guy she wants.
Is he permanently damaged?
No word.
Oh, yeah, he is, I'm sure. Is he locally a local hero, obviously?
Yeah, that's where he lives. He's near Makoti.
All right.
Yeah, the flying farmer should never pay for a beer.
Coochie.
You got...
No.
Do you know me? I'm the flying farmer. No, I don't, man. A lot of people know who I am. Ah, damn it, I don't know who you are.
Watch me jump this.
And he's strictly a car? He's not a motorcycle guy?
I've given you all the information I have and added some.
Yeah. like North Tacoma. Yeah. He's in North Tacoma, too.
Nick, did your dad watch the Tony Awards?
I'm sure he did.
Of course he did.
I believe I actually saw something on social media that confirmed he was watching the Tony Awards.
Well, here's the trouble with the Tony Awards. The broadcast on CBS this weekend, Sunday night, drew only 2.62 million viewers. That is less than half the audience of the 2019 Tony Awards.
Well, they were...
And the 2019 Tony Awards was a 5-year low.
But they were dark, too, though.
Not in 19, yeah, but I, in I 19. Guess
no,
last
the
one.
New one.
Yeah, the new one.
I mean, they did some plays, but it was dark pretty much. By the way, the Tonys have been on since we were alive, and it was only watched by people that went to New York City to see plays. Well, mainly, you know?
Apparently, and a lot fewer people are doing that.
They travel. I get
because
I
they're guess, having I, half the right. audience and then half right. the audience. Right. And, you know, at some point, half the audience is a little.
Now, they're opening up the Playhouse here because I saw Hamilton's coming. My wife, I'm taking my daughter because I don't want to go. And I saw the article on the Playhouse, and they're going to do everything to keep everybody safe. All but except you don't have to be vaccinated.
Oh, not everybody's safe.
So, no, no.
No, not everybody.
So they're not doing
safe.
Everything.
No.
They're
not
spraying
everyone
the,
is being kept safe.
They're spraying the place, whatever. But no, not everyone.
No.
No. No, you're not doing everything to be safe if you're not requiring a vaccine.
Right. You're doing.
Like the Eagles tonight in town.
You may be doing some things.
You're not doing everything.
Not everything.
No.
No.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You may remember that.
That's the reason I'm not gone. Plus, I don't want to be. I don't want to watch Hamilton ever.
Yeah, where are you going to get your historical rap fix?
I think I've got it.
Yeah,
I've never seen it. I'm fine.
Yeah. I've listened to that music. Just gives me like deduce chills.
Oh,
like,
I can't handle that
instantly. Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. I love the word the douche chills. I get that one.
I think of something else when you say that. Yeah. So, I think it's a little different.
I was looking at a different Makoti, a different spelling.
Oh.
So you were correct. It is near
Minot. Yeah, it's pretty close to Minot.
Yeah, you should know where it's at, Todd. You grew up there. So
yeah.
You know, you're in the Flying Farmer. I have stuff to talk about.
Never visited that town.
We should go for his next jump.
Right. What? You don't know where every tiny little crap-ass town in your home state is at?
I don't.
How could you ever do that?
Plus, you don't know anything about Iowa. And I don't get that. They didn't teach you that in school, anything about Iowa? You know Des Moines and Villisca.
Not intricate geography.
He knows the southwestern Iowa area where he grew up in the pork capital of southwestern.
Which is weird because he likes goats. He likes goats.
Why did I need to go any further?
Mm. Right, the goats were right there.
You're the capital.
The pork capital of southwest Iowa. We were winning our quadrant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard any other quadrants.
Yeah.
Where the pork capital of each, you know, the other quadrants are.
Don't call us on that.
No, because nobody's made that declaration.
No.
Nobody knows. Nobody really cares.
Thinking that was a self-bestowed title.
Like Boogie?
Boogie, yeah. Could have been the, you know, the children get axed capital of the that was dead to
was
get rid of that.
Only six.
The axe murder capital of southwest Iowa.
Where kids get chopped up with an axe.
One time.
And that's
it's the axe murder capital of the Midwest.
Damn right.
More than just southwest Iowa. Yeah.
One unsolved grisly murder.
Of a bunch of kids.
Yep. And you call it an axe murder in town.
Yeah.
Just because they open up the house as a museum and run tours doesn't mean it's all that. Well, yeah, that is all that's going on.
Did you see that a used pair of Michael Jordan's underwear was sold at auction Saturday night?
$3,000, right?
Any pubes in there?
$2,784. Yeah, about $3,000.
That's an odd number.
Was it used like at a game? Like it's sweaty or?
They were just used.
He put them on?
They had a dry cleaning tag attached to them.
Oh, he left them there. Who dry cleans your underwear?
So they're clean.
Apparently, someone who doesn't do laundry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What underwear was he pimping for a long time? Hanes. He's a Hanes guy.
Auction listing says they showed signs of definite use.
Kids.
They were just old.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. Or I should say not new.
He's just a big man. We'd be swimming in those underwear. Especially around
that,
the,
like
especially,
it's a bad
especially
thing.
Around the penis
ways.
Part.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the pouch would be roomy.
I have to chub up every time I wear these underwear. Too much room.
There'd be an echo in there.
It's a cave.
Hello. We're saying that Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan, excuse me, has a big penis. That's the bit right there.
That's our guess.
Yeah.
A person referred to as a sandwich bandit is on the loose in Oklahoma.
Oh, as opposed to like noodle bandit.
Right.
Are you... She actually referred to it as a soup. You stole her soup.
Well, it was noodles in it. Oh, I remember having a bunch of noodles in it. And I heard some of that rap the other day.
The soup bandit sounds better.
Yep.
The sandwich bandit is on the loose in Oklahoma. Police know who he is. 27-year-old guy connected to at least 30 break-ins in one county alone.
And just makes a sandwich?
Or steals sandwiches.
Probably makes one.
Well,
somebody's got a sandwich laying in their fridge.
Who's got time to make a sandwich?
Andrew Earl.
That's the Earl of Sandwich.
Shut up.
Shut it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Show's over.
Yeah, you're right.
Just go.
We are going to shut it down.
Oh, God, that was so obvious.
Yeah, no, it doesn't need to be said.
Yes, it does.
No.
I liked it.
He breaks into people's houses and then makes himself at home.
Hey, I laughed at your bingo. I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. I'm sorry about that. You did laugh at
my
bingo.
My questionable taste is not sucking up.
His normal laugh is a courtesy laugh.
Yeah, you did laugh at my bingo.
The Woodward County Sheriff said he'll break into a home and he will eat. He'll sit there and drink their beer.
All right.
We believe he'll hide out in trees and hang out just to evade law enforcement.
He seems kind of harmless, except he's just making...
Well, he's not. Yeah. One lady told deputies that she thinks he hit her home twice, but he goes in and trashes houses. She told KFOR he had cut her outside cameras, and then he went into her bedroom where the receiver was. He cut every single cord.
Oh.
A neighbor's security camera caught him in action while he was wearing a headlamp. She said that Mr. Earls broke into her home after kicking in her back door, stole her jewelry, threw her clothes around, damaged iPads, and helped himself to a couple cans of soup.
Wow, he's got
so
a
he,
dick.
Too, is a soup bandit.
A soup and sandwich bandit.
He had me kicking in her back
he
door,
he cooked
man.
A breakfast bowl out of her freezer and used her microwave, slept in her kid's bed, used her bathroom, took a shower, left his wet towel and soap all over the floor of
what's
the
she
shower.
Look like? What's she look like?
Found his jeans in the hallway outside her bathroom and had a shoestring belt.
It just sounds like what we do to our houses.
Yeah.
Right. I've done all that.
He left, also sounds
left
like an towels, inspiration
left my
to
my jeans in the hallway.
Yeah, some kind of kid's tale. Who comes in and messes up the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely making himself at home.
Well, he got a 410 shotgun out of the bedroom closet, loaded it, left a box of shells in the bathroom, left it propped up in the bathroom, and shoved some of the shells down the sink drain.
Well, that's just this dickish.
Guy, he's got a problem, man.
He does.
Yeah.
He goes just a little too far.
He couldn't do that for a year. Go without that for a year, I'm sure.
No.
The sheriff said
he's got a problem.
He's kind of slippery. Can't quite get him.
He's kind of stupid. Let's go with that one.
Well, at least
but he is.
True.
But he is the Earl of Sandwich.
The Earl of Sandwich.
And at least he's not a serial killer.
No, well, so far. He might go a little further.
Yeah, a lot of these guys ramp up what they're doing.
You don't have mustard in that fridge. You might go crazy, man.
Taunting the cops.
Yeah.
More than anything. I draw the line at vandalism. So
check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Tan Line Tuesday all day long. See you tomorrow. Thanks again. Appreciate it. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.